Hello, everybody. Welcome to my podcast, Laura the Health Coach. And this is our first episode, episode one, which is what do health coaches do? What is a health coach? Maybe you arrived at this podcast from my other podcast, my Laura Teaches Yoga podcast, which is referring people here. Maybe you got here through my Instagram, Laura the Health Coach, and you have some questions about what is health coaching. It's a fairly new field, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about it to see if maybe it's for you. So what do health coaches do? Well, first of all, health coaches are not nutritionists, but some are. Some do have a nutrition background. They do have training in nutrition, but they're not nutritionists by definition. Health coaches are not personal trainers, although many health coaches have personal training certification. I happen to have personal training certification, but some of them do have some of the training that personal trainers have. Health coaches are not therapists. They're not psychologists, but they do coach clients on behavior. So in other words, a health coach may work with a client on things like mindfulness, stress management, and other behaviors like building good healthy habits to reach their goals. So that's what they're not. So what do health coaches do? Health coaches coach clients on how to meet their personal health and wellness goals. That's basically it. If you have some personal health and wellness goals, a health coach is a great person to work with to help achieve those goals. Then this can include things like stress management, making healthy food choices, and attaining your fitness goals. Health coaches co-create goals with clients, so if you're not sure what your goals are, a health coach can help you define that. And then once you get started on meeting those goals, we'll give you things to try. For example, having accountability for some of the choices that you're going to make, providing feedback, following up with you to see how you're doing. And then eventually, the final ultimate goal of a health coach is to help the client achieve autonomy. If you get to a point where you outgrow your health coach and you no longer need them to coach you, that's great. That means that you've developed healthy habits, and we're always here when you need us if you ever find that you need help getting back on track. So this podcast, my health coaching podcast, is going to address these topics. So from time to time, I'll talk about nutrition, meal planning, making healthy food choices, making choices that are best for your body and your goals. Also mindfulness, stress management, meditation, mindfulness as it applies to eating and exercise and your daily activities. And then also some guidance and some topics having to do with fitness goals, what fitness programs might be right for you as opposed to other people. And also we'll talk about personal motivation. So these are some of the topics that I'll be talking about. And if there's other topics that you'd like to hear about, let me know. There is a way to send me a message. You can either do it through my Instagram, Laura the Health Coach, or you can send a message on the Anchor website. So if you go to my Anchor site, which is linked from my Spotify, you can send me a message and say, hey, why don't you talk about this? Or if you have a question, you say, hey, can you help answer this question for me about health coaching or one of these topics? I am happy to do that. That's what I'm here for. The purpose of this podcast is to be of value to you, the listener. So you let me know what you want to hear about. And in the meantime, I'll just talk about things that I'm hoping you'll want to hear about. I appreciate your feedback. Thanks for listening, and get ready for my next episode, which is going to talk a little bit about my background and what brought me here today. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.